Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bongs.
He's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash.
Holy fuck, it's been a good minute, bro.
Yeah, man.
Danny?
It's been pretty nuts right here.
Yeah,
you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
What
bro.
Is it, though? Oh, yeah. I said, yeah, it's been a minute, man. There's
been
a lot of craziness
minute.
Going on. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of craziness.
It's been a crazy time.
Lots of madness. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Been working on this grow a lot. And trying to work on some stuff around here, too. And hit a few hitches along the way, but we got it all kind of, like, somewhat figured out.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, this grinder just wants to be a little bitch. Oh, yeah, and it's like a Kozo is what you're – it's like a Kozo grinder. That's some fucking brand. I don't know. I got it off Amazon. But it does pretty good, man. It's just – I tend to put way too much weed in there.
Well, not going to lie, guys, we don't really have a topic for tonight's episode, so we figured we'd just kind of bullshit around and, you know, be us. Because that's how we roll. Get it? So I'm going pass it over to Danny and let him hit us with the strain of the week.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tom, did you like that segue? That was awesome. That was an awesome segue, right? Yeah?
That was pretty decent. Jesus Christ, that's so fucking big. I can't even fucking... Oh, there it is.
Dude, that's the best thing about the later shows now, is like we're so high by the time we do them that it's just like, yes.
Yeah, so I was, like, trying to figure out what kind of strain I wanted to do for Strain of the Week, so I told you that one. That was Crescendo. That's what we're going on right now. I've got a lot of that growing. It's doing really good. It's got, like, a real, like, I don't know. It's a sativa dominant, but not high sativa dominant. It causes a lot of relaxation, like kind of like a euphoric feeling. Has kind of, like, I don't know, man. I guess, like, you know, that diesel kind of flavor? Maybe a little bit, because that's where it kind of comes from, too. I don't know, it's a weird chemically kind of fucking, but it tastes really good, though. Like, it's really strong and pungent. It's fucking, yeah, I'm trying to fucking actually look up real quick where the fuck it put its mother was. I don't remember. As I'm growing the fuck out of it in the fucking spot.
Oh, man.
I'm fixing to get to your level. It's 420 somewhere, guys. Smoke them if you got it.
Anyways, I can't remember where the fuck it came from, bro. But it's a really cool one because it's growing really good around here in this region. And it's just keep it dominant. But the other one we're working on is a real classic Northern Lights. Everyone knows it. Everyone's loved it. Everyone's had it. Everyone thinks it's, like, one of the best buds they've ever had. It's always, like, a real piney flavor. It's indica dominant. It's actually an indica strain. It's a mix between Afghani and Thai, which are land-raised strains. So it's like the super euphoric fucking body relaxing, you know what I mean?
So this will get you stuck, as a stoners like to say. You'll get in that stuck mode.
Oh, yeah, bro. Like, I've been taking bong rips of it all afternoon, and I probably should have stuck more with the Crescendo, but I didn't. Because, yeah, you get the munchies, man. I've already went through, like, 2 bags of fucking chips, little bags, you know, kid bags. But I already went through 2 kid bags of those and, like, a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So, like, you know I'm baked when I'm doing PB&Js.
You know it's good weed when you have to make you a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich afterwards.
Oh, yeah, you know you're got the fucking, you know you're in a certain type of headspace for sure.
Yeah. Like, you're grown ass, you're in your 30s, and you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at freaking 10 o'clock at night. You know it's some damn good weed.
Yeah, when you're, like, putting, like, marshmallows on it, you're, like...
Bro, a sandwich ain't a sandwich without chips. I don't care what kind of sandwich it is, it has to have chips.
So in prison, man, they used to give us these PB&J sandwiches, but they were like peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter packets and like jelly packets or whatever. And in those little lunches, and they're like prepackaged, and some of them would have like a little brownie cake to it. We used to take a brownie cake and the sun chips. We take the brownie cake and the sun chips that came with it. We crunched the sun chips up, and this is what we did in the home. And we put the peanut butter in there, break it down with the brownie thing with some hot water, and not a lot, just enough to kind of mash it together. And then you take those sun chips and you throw it in there, and it was like a salty, sweet texture, like, combination. But I remember those things being so fucking fire. I went to go make one like a week ago, and still fire as fuck. So, I mean, it's salty goes with that.
All right, what was your favorite? Because you know me, I'm a cook. So what's your favorite prison recipe or something? You know what I mean? Like, what's the, like, craziest thing that somebody make or something?
So in mass custody where I was at, like, behind the walls in Florence, you have, like, a little shelf in your room, and you can sand it down and make, like, a little, like, skillet, essentially. So you roll up milk cartons,
right,
and you light them on one end, you make there, and it burns, and it causes the heat to, you know, you put some butter that you get in your dinner tray. And my favorite thing to do is, like, pizzas. But I do, like, the Cheez-Its crackers crash down into powder mixed with, like, half of a saltine. And with some butter and some milk. And then we lay that down and we cook it, like, a layer of it on the skillet. So it'd be, like, brown and, like, crunchy. And we would put the sliced meats in the pizza sauce and the cheese on it. Fucking do pizzas, but we like folded like pizzone, like calzones or whatever. Well, those are probably my favorite.
Right.
In the fucking whole penitentiary that I ever ate. Ever.
Did you ever have like the guacamoles?
Oh yeah, bro. Like
the like,
fucking,
like random things, like the most random shit in the bag, and kind of like.
Nah, bro. So fun. I mean, it's kind of fucking. We knew that the plug was going to be dry for a few days. And everybody had been getting, like, pretty high for a long time. The Mexican homie that was next door to me anticipated this shit. And he made a big-ass, like, bowl. And it was like pozole. He used those corns, they're real crunchy. Some in the bag, I can't remember the name of them.
Oh,
but.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
They have, like, ranch-flavored ones, like, all the different flavors. Anyways, he'd soak those in, like, jalapeno sauce and had the homies from the kitchen, like, stacking a bunch of, like, bell peppers and shit. And he put this fucking pot of soup together, bro, that, like, kept us from all getting dope sick for, like, a fucking couple days. And they made tamales, bro. Like, one of the homies down the way made tamales for everybody. It was like, a real communal event. We were all about to get dope sick, so everybody felt bad for each other. And,
right.
Mind you, this is back in the days when, you know, that was a cool thing to do. But it was, like, 4th of July, too. Thanksgiving, those kind of things. Sometimes the institution, depending on where we were at, would let us come out and do barbecues or like little things. And we would have like big spreads of nachos and shit like that. But those were like, I don't know, fonder memories, I guess. But we had a bunch of different food that we'd make in there, bro. We got an invention, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, okay, this might be a weird question. Because you've been to different prisons and like different places, so are some of the terms the same, or is there like different terms for different things? Like out west, they say tamale for what we were just talking about. Is that like what they call it everywhere? Or, you know, like is that just like a blanket term? Or
so like with a lot of different things. Like All right, so you know, in county we got spreads, right, which is with the ramen noodles.
Right, yeah.
But they're called bricks in different places, and they're called, you know, loaf in here in different places. Chomos is a pretty common term where we're from for chomolesters, right? But in other places they call them like chimos. And or like esos, it's different.
Gotcha. See, I've heard chomos.
Right.
Hello?
Oh, I think chomo is kind of like that blanket term, like I was saying. Like, if you said that, people would know what you meant.
Right. Right, right. You think so, but, like, when you get to different penitentiary systems, like, with different people from different places, like, they call them different things, and Chesters, and they got, you know, it's all the same thing, but... And everywhere I've went has been pretty well, like, I don't know, politic-driven.
Gotcha.
And, those kind of dudes are, they're not going to be there. And if they are there, they get taken out, like, instantly.
Right. So, what, without, like, getting into detail or anything, like, what organization or gang is, like, probably the top in the prison system?
Well, it just depends on which color you are, dog.
Okay, I guess what I'm asking is, like, is it, like, what we think, you know, like, what you see on TV, like, your skinheads are doing all this crazy shit. You got these people, you know, like gang members doing this and that. Or is it more civil? I guess is what I'm
trying
to
ask. It's regional, too. Like, it's regional. Like, if you go to the East Coast, like, a lot of the Bloods and the BDs and all those dudes got those fucking places because they got the numbers, right? Like, you have to, like, take into a lot of consideration, too, like, what color you are. I mean, and what race you are. If you're white... I mean, the top one is always going to be that same one that, you know, I mean, I won't say the name, you know what I'm saying? But, like, pretty easy to fucking guess.
Right.
But then, like, the Mexicans have a different one, and then the Blacks have a different one, right?
Right, gotcha. I guess that's what I was asking, like, what would the... So it just depends on what area you're in. It's, like, what gang really controls what.
Yeah. Which prison you're in, which yard you're in, which... I mean, place like that, like if you show up at a yard where the Mexicans have all the fucking dope, they have all the action, they have all the play, they have all the money, they have all the control, everything.
And have you been in that situation, though? Like, with all the prisons you've been in, like, okay, my organization that you were involved in wasn't the main thing or whatever.
No, mine was like, you know, where I was at was the main thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me ask you this then. What's it like, I guess, being part of like a shot callers in there like that? I mean, you don't have to get into detail, but I mean. I mean, I'm sure you had a lot of, like, crazy responsibility with shit. Because I know you, bro. I know how you get down. And people might hear some of your stories and they're like, what? I'd be like, no, I know this dude. Like, I know.
I know how you are.
I know you're running a few shit in there, too. Oh, okay. Here's a good question for you. Did you have a side hustle?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Can you talk about that?
Anywhere I went, like, I'd take over the poker tables and the pinochle tables, I'd become the house. So, like, there's usually, like, a white table that runs pinochle, poker, blase, right? And there's a dude who, like, kind of runs it, which he just checks all the numbers. Well, there's a lot of money in that because there's always off numbers. The house never loses. You feel me?
Right.
You take a percentage, you got to take, you know, it's so much to buy in. So it'd be like $10 a buy-in for 2,000 points on the pinochle table. And on the pinochle, you need to start out with at least 1,000, right? So that 1,000 has to come from somewhere. So that 1,000 comes from the house. You have to pay that back. But you have to think, like, if I never played the game, those numbers would consistently wrap up. So that's what I would
play
do.
This. How many items would come across as $10? It would be like what? Like top Roman and some like bunny buns? Like, what are we talking?
10 bucks would be
like a legit
bag of cash. Couple bags of coffee. I mean, we could do, depends on what your numbers are at the end of the week, you know what I mean?
if you're sitting here with $10 in cash or $10 in the hole and you don't bring anything else.
What you mean is like $10 worth of stuff from a canteen.
Commissary.
More or less.
Right. But like if your numbers are like 300, 400, you're going to be street to street in the money. You're going to be sending my people the money. You're going to be fucking sending, you know. That puts me with your money, a credit in the good, you know what I'm saying? So I can do with it whatever the fuck I want. I can have you send me, you know, you owe me $100, I'll have you send me 75 on the fucking kiosk or whatever. But sometimes if people don't fucking pay me, I could always sell that fucking debt.
Right.
I could sell that debt to the black dudes.
What's the lowest debt you ever had to take care of? Like, what's, like, the most petty, like, somebody owed somebody, like, a thing at Top Roman, you want to go beat somebody down for this?
We got into a full-on ride over 200 months. There's a full-on ride over 200 months. Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
What fucking happened? I was right there when we cracked it off. Yep.
Over 200.
It was over 200 bucks.
Like, did somebody steal somebody's honey
buns? Over 200 buns and some words that can't be taken back.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Over 200 buns and some words that can't be taken back. As soon as those words came out, it was fucking go like, we were on a 4-yard. They were fucking at our table. It was bad. It was real bad. They were sitting at the fucking table that we had like 3 knives under anyway. So these dudes said, that's some punk ass shit. 3 white dudes and me included fucking sat there and fucking reached under the table and saw what we could grab and started putting it in them. And,
shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's prison life though, bro. It's like, you don't want to be an animal. Don't put yourself in the wilderness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what kids all the time when they fucking think all this fucking hip hop shit's fucking cool, all this gangster shit that they think about. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a fucking clue. You put yourself in the fucking wild. I mean, you take some serious hardcore animals that have fucking lived in the jungle and fucking thrived, that have just gotten captured by some fucking random event, and you throw them in a cage with half these kids who think that they're gangsters. It's ugly. You know what I mean? It's real fucking ugly.
And I can imagine. I mean, I've only ever been to county, and I've been locked up a few times in county. I'm glad I've never been to prison. I can handle my own when it comes to shit, but I'm not the type that's like, I'm not that gangster guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that. Like, I know my limits when it comes to shit. Like,
I know my strong
suits. Some dude starts shit. You know me. I'd be like, "What's up, motherfucker?" I don't handle it. You know, like, won't throw a fist or something.
Yeah,
but if you're in prison, if you're in prison though, it's different because if you're not part of an organization or a gang or something like that, you're getting jumped by who knows how many people, and then there's nothing you can do because by the time somebody's in there to help you, you're either dead or close to it.
There are some organizations that are like this, like mine. it's in there. Like, you just you're not going to let your brother fight alone. And you're definitely not going to let that motherfucker get jumped. And if anybody sees that motherfucker get jumped, they're going to get put on the green light right away.
Right.
And
but that's what I was lucky about when I was locked up. I guess it was during a good time period because there was a bunch of gangs in there, but they were so cool with me because I was like one of 3 white guys, and I was told by like the leader of one of the like major gangs in the town that we lived in, then he just was like, "Bro, if you need me, just whistle, I'll come right over to you." Anything like he was cool with shit. Like, and then what it was, I was like 19, right? And he knew I was, you know, like. He was older cat. He sets me down the last day in there, right? And he's like, "I don't know, you're getting out tomorrow, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You learn anything?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "All right, I won't ever see your ass back in here again." Little as I got locked up again a couple of times, but you know, not. But it was just one of those things like where you would see this like on a TV show or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it played out with me. But also, I have that personality where I get along with a lot of people, even like the most like hardest people sometimes. I mean, everybody laughs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I'm just good at making people laugh. So I'm easy to get along with. So that's it. So it's one of those things where if anybody fucked with me and they're like, they had my back on shit. Plus, it was one of those dorms where they didn't really want people, like, it was, like, people were in there trying to serve their time. So these people, like, regulated it where it was, like, you know, keep your beast to yourself. More. Yeah. If you have to scrap it out, go scrap it out, but keep it, you know, keep your shit to yourself. We're not trying to get everybody's, you know, day room taken away. We're not trying to get our TV, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, they fucked up and threw me in one of those units one time.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I didn't like
was when they made a transfer unit, because there was something happened, like they flooded or some shit, and they made us transfer, bro, and it was fucking annoying as shit. Like, we had to pack up all of our shit and then, like, get searched, like, 17 gazillion times.
Yeah, we, I don't know who they had in booking that day, man, but they didn't do their fucking job because they rolled me in and I just got arrested for trying to shoot three people.
Oh, shit.
So when they brought me into booking, this fucking dude didn't even look up from the books. He's like, grabs the paper, does a bunch of fill out, doesn't even look up at me. He goes, are you a gang member? I said, no. He said, are you going to be a problem? I said, no. He put me in fucking general population with people that are in there for, like, fucking possession of fucking marijuana. And, had he looked up, I was sitting there without a shirt on. I have a lot of gang-related tattoos. And he didn't even look at me, right? So they just threw me in there. And, that ended, like, 60 days later with me trying to, like, take some dude off the top tier and throw him off, and, like, to the concrete below. Yeah, I beat the dude so bad that he fucking went unconscious and fucking came back a couple times.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I did some brain damage on this dude, but it was over gang related stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
so okay, what's
then
the
Like
what's the most pettiest thing you've ever seen somebody get beat up over?
A riot over 200 bucks.
You've never seen where it's just like, yo, that guy looked at me wrong. Some guy just like beat the shit out of him, or?
Yeah, I got into a fight one time over Denny's versus Hi-Op.
Oh, shit.
I don't know, bro. Me and this dude just woke up on bad sides of the bed one day, and we were sitting there watching the TV early in the morning, right from breakfast. And I was like, damn, I love me some Denny's. And that fool goes, fuck Denny's. I love IHOP. And I just turned and looked at him, and I was like, what'd you say about Denny's? He's like, I said, fuck Denny's. I like IHOP. I was like, fuck Denny's or fuck me, you fucking little bitch? What do you want to do? Let's go. He's like, let's go. We went to the bathroom and just duked it out.
Does this story end with pancakes from either one?
Oh, man, you're still in jail, bro. I think it was fucking pancakes.
That'd be funny if somebody else came up in there and they're like, I like Applebee's, bitch.
Petty ass fucking shit like that happens all the time, though.
Some
we were
like
watching
Fat Bikers guys, like,
TV
I'm part of the Sons of Applebee's.
The TV was like the worst thing in the world, man. If you change the TV during somebody's watching something, they probably want to fight you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it is. Where you sat, who you talked to, what you did. There's a bunch of angry-ass children looking for a reason to fucking take it out on somebody.
Right.
That's all it is. Yeah, meaning you get to maximum prison, maximum security yards, it's a little different. People get stabbed and shit. Like, no hands policies with fucking... Like, if you're fighting certain people, bro, they have a no hands policy. No hands means they're not going to fight you with a fist. They have a knife. They're going to use it.
Right.
You're going to get stabbed. You better have a fucking knife.
So, okay.
And,
Say it was my first day in prison. What would be the first thing I need to do? Like, say, like, do I need to be like, say I got put in a cell and then I got put in your cell, right? I was in your cell. Would you be the type that's like, okay, I know this is his first time, I'm going to help him out? Or are you going to be like, hey, I know this is his first time, I'm going to take advantage of this?
Depends on the fucking animal. You're going to get approached by a white dude, mostly, more likely, and he's going to say, hey, what's up, man? What are you in here for? And you're going to have to show paperwork or fucking explain a good fucking story until your paperwork gets there. And then,
right.
More than likely, I mean, if you're talking about, like, being in prison, paperwork has to happen. Whether it be your cellie, whether it be somebody that they send to you, whether it's somebody they tell you to shoot the paperwork to.
Right. See, like, in county, when I first got put in the dorm, I had people come up and ask me what I was in for, but it wasn't, like, they weren't, like, pressuring me on shit, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just, like, some white people came up and was like,
there's different applications.
No, when I first got put in there, though, there was, like I said, I think three other white guys. One of them was legitimately a member of the Aryan Brotherhood or something like that.
Unlikely.
Don't quote that. I don't know exactly. I'm just saying what he said. I think that's the one.
Yeah.
It could be something else. He had, like, wood pile tatted on him, stuff like that. I'm guessing
that
that's what it was. Because this guy's been to prison a few times. You might know him, bro.
Okay.
I'll give his nickname a shout out on here. He went by Crazy, but he owned that one pool hall there for a little bit.
Are you talking about fucking tall,
like,
skinny guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. We're related somewhere, but he's not a brother.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, anyways, I mean, I'm not quoting he was claiming it. I'm just saying, like, he, you know, like, he had the wood pile tattoo like that, right? Now, that dude came up to me first and was all like, hey, bro, if you need anything, let me know, da-da-da-da.
Oh,
da, but like I said,
to walk his ugly ass back to fucking Tatooine.
Well, but like I said, the other, like gang members came up to me, and they were cool as shit, because I wasn't on the side with, like, the three white people. I was on the side with, like, because when I say side, I mean it was all one big dorm, but, like, how the bunks were set up, I was on the side with, like, your pesos and shit, like, pesos or whatever the fuck you want to call them, like, the border hoppers. I don't mean that in a bad term, people. Like, if you grew up in where we grew up at, you would get the term. I don't mean that in a bad thing, calling them a border hopper or nothing, but these are, like, your bad people coming across.
No, you got your paisas.
No,
I
would have to say I had issues with one person in there, and it was my the guy that had the bunk below me, but it got settled real quick, and it was funny as shit. I worked in the kitchen, right? So I wouldn't be there half the day. I come back one day, and, like, somebody, it was a dude below me, took baby powder and something else, and this, I don't know what I did to him to piss him off. You know how shit goes in there. You can, I don't know, I might have farted in the middle of the night, you know what I mean? But fucking, he dumped it all over my fucking mat, or my bunk and shit, right? And I'm like, this motherfucker. Well, I tell homeboy, like, and they're like, bro, you can't let shit like that get away. You gotta handle your shit sometimes. Over petty shit, but you gotta handle your shit. So, you know, I took a thing of the baby powder I put underneath my mattress. Well, if you know, those bunks have big holes in them. Like, you know, there's the mattress, but the metal holes, right? So when I jumped on my bunk that night, I made sure and gave it an extra little oomph. I made sure that bottle went, and that powder went all over his motherfucking ass like a shaker, bro. He gets up pissed, like he's going to try to fight me, right? And one of the gang members I was telling him about, the one that sat me down, straight up was like, nah, bro. And, like, took him in the bathroom and, I guess, socked him up or some shit. I don't know. Dude came out and didn't say a word to me. I mean, he didn't speak English to begin with, but he didn't say a damn word to me after that.
That's funny. I was the king of what we called adolescent warfare. So we get put in the fucking hole for a long period of time, or you get put in your cell during lockdowns, and you start wanting to fuck with the fucking dudes downstairs because they're being loud as fuck, right? So I'd flush a coffee bag hooked up to a string that I'd leave about 40 feet of line tied to my toilet. And it would start backflooding everything that went down the chute. So me, the people across me, the people above us, everything they flushed when came up and hit this fucking parachute, came back up in their fucking cell.
That's an asshole move to do, but so fucking funny.
And then we did one better because all the dudes on the bottom tier were like a bunch of like, I don't know, weirdos, right? We fucking let another like 10 or 20 feet of it go and we started fucking backflooding the whole fucking bottom tier of the unit.
All right, bro. Here's a question for you too. Some of these are like fan questions I've gotten over the last couple of years. I just haven't got them all out. And then I'm just taking a chance now on this episode. Okay, so when you're fishing, right, in prison, what exactly are you fishing for? You know, are you fishing for, like, I know you, like, explain fishing in prison.
Like fishing
like,
with
you
the
know,
line?
Tying the string
or fishing?
Yeah. Like,
everything commissary,
guessing, like,
fucking good.
So how's that work, though? Like, say you do it, and somebody puts
a
snitcher card on the line, you pull it up. Do you owe that person?
Well, it depends on what your deal is. If you're getting it from a store, yeah. It's usually, like,
50%. Okay, so they know ahead of time. This ain't just like you're going to be like, hey, bro, I'm going to be fishing later. Is that how it goes, or do you just throw it out there and they know, like, oh, hey, it's so-and-so?
No, fishing, when you're fishing for it, because you've already, like, like, let's say Julian down the tier has a store, right?
Right.
And I want to score out a couple of soups. I'd be like, hey, Julian, excuse me on the tier, excuse me on the run. Hey, let me get a couple of soups off you, yeah? And I'd say, yeah, shoot it. And you shoot that fucking fishing line on there. He put two soups on there and then come sorting. You do the same thing for him.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's just kind of like I'll help you out now, you help me out later type of deal.
If you bought dope from somebody and they just got their dope, then you shoot down there into the house, they'll put it on your line, you bring it back.
Oh, okay. We were, oh, God. I hit the bong right now. Yeah, okay, I'm alive. Anyways, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot this episode, guys. We got about 10 minutes left of it. So we already did the strain of the week. I'm going to go over a few things. Oh, let's go over Shane's comic book. Our very own Shane has a comic book coming out soon, bro. I don't know if you've heard this or not. I haven't talked about it every show we've done so far for the last month, but I'm going to be in it in the background, you know, eating a taco. I'm a background character. I am the star of the comic book. As a background character, of course, because you know it's me. If you find me in the background, I will sign those freaking copies for you. But it's gonna be an awesome comic book, guys. It's a space horror comic. I think it's like four or five different stories in it. He did the artwork for it. He's an amazing artist. Check him out. He'll draw some shit for you. Hit him up. They already got a second comic planned for 2024, so be on the lookout for that. That's going to be fucking amazing. And, yeah. What about you, bro? What do you got coming up? I mean, I know you're a busy man outside of this.
Oh, yeah. I've got we're kind of in the middle of the outdoor season right now, so a lot of the work with that. And I got kids fucking screaming at me, too, so that's always fun.
Right. But, so you're busy with your plans, stuff like that, then?
yeah, working with a couple strains that I've got going this year has been a little challenging, maintaining fucking levels and everything like that, but we're doing a lot of stuff right now.
See, that's what a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of science when it comes to growing, and people like Danny here, he got that science down packed, and it's a lot of effort to it. Like, people think, like, oh, anybody can grow some pot. No. It takes some effort, trust me. I worked on a pot farm for a little bit, and just trimming and doing all that stuff, making hash and everything, it takes some effort. Like, it's not for just, you know, like, any stoner that just wants to be like, oh, man, I can grow some pot. anybody can get them a little plant growing, you know what I mean? But it takes some effort to grow some plants.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. I have, like, bigger, I guess they say I have, like, bigger eyes than my stomach, man. Like, I always take on a little bit too much.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. When was the last time you had a 9-to-5 job besides, you know?
It's been years.
See? Yeah. Yeah, see? So, you know, who would have thought back in our day, bro, like weed would be paying the bills? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I always thought it was going to be something else. But, I'm glad it's this now.
See, and me, I got some new jokes dropping soon. The rest of the crew, I don't know what they got going on. I think Yoder's working on getting taller or something.
Find those. And I sent him a fucking article the other day. He's like platform shoes.
Oh, shit.
He sent me this exercise belt to fucking, like, lose weight. I was like, wow, you're fucking funny, too.
For real, that motherfucker tried to lose weight. Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, you're funny. You want to get fucked up, don't you? Mm-hmm. Fucking stick him in a shoe and make cookies.
When he was younger, bro, he was, like, chunky sort of for a little bit. Then he got skinny as shit. He was a little chunky there for a second. Like in middle school, if I remember right. And because he had the shaved head. Yeah, he even had the shaved head. Now he has a rock star hair.
He fucking, I'm telling you,
the
man,
ex-rock star body.
He's talking shit about my fucking weight and shit. I'm going to fucking put him in a shoe and make him make cookies for everybody.
He's just mad that he has the body of Mick Jagger, okay? he has the hair of a goddess and the body of Mick Jagger.
He's like the micro mini version.
Yeah, he's the micro Jagger. He's the mini Jagger.
I'm gonna make a song about that.
No, we gotta get him back on here sometime, bro. Yeah, he did like 3 episodes and then he just like fucked it. I'll stay in the group chat and post random things, but I just won't come on the show no more. Or I keep forgetting to tell him to come on the show, bro. It can go either way because I do keep forgetting to tell him.
Like all these dudes do is talk shit. Like I don't want to fucking be around him. Like why would I want to be around him? I don't blame him.
Yeah. Last time he was on, dude, we had that inside joke going for a minute, and then we were fucking with him after the show, and I'm pretty sure that's what made him not want to come back on. I even forgot what it was. I just remember it was something we kept saying. Oh, what were we saying?
Does it make it Skip one more time? I'm never coming back in.
Yeah, Skip. That's what it was. Where I was like, all right, Skipper. And he just...
Well, you need to get back. He's like, fuck you. Okay.
That's it. We're going to get him on, right? We'll tell him we won't say it, or we won't even bring it up, right? To see if because you know by now he's not forgot to. He smoked about pot. We'll bring him back on, bro, right? And then we'll casually see how many times we can say Skip. But not, like... To him, you know what I'm saying? Like we won't be like, all right, Skipper. We'll just be like,
to leave in the
hey, bro,
first.
I was actually
fucking
game that
we played when you fucking left. You're
still.
Yeah, but what's
this? See,
way too much.
See how many times
that
we can do with it. I'll be like,
that's the same
man. I was skipping to the sort of this.
Listen to me. That's the same game, and that's why he left. We were playing that game when he fucking said, "Fuck you."
Okay, fine. We'll play the game. We'll pick a new word.
Smoke way too much, dog, because, like, literally, that's the same game that got him to leave.
All right, fine. Let's bring Shane on and play it with him, then. I don't think Shane would catch on, either. He'd be like, Skip, huh? Ooh, okay.
When he did, it'd be very loud and obnoxious. Who are you
calling
Skippy, bud?
Not wrong.
What is this Skippy was talking about?
Told me I went to prison because I lit everything on fire. Oh, God. This is a perfect time to end the show, guys. Prison talk, because we lit everything on fire.
Arson is always a good fucking wrap-up.
Right? All right, so everybody tune in tomorrow night. We'll be doing a Too Much Nerd Talk episode. We're going to be going over Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So that's right, guys. TMNT does TMNT. MT didn't. Did I forget a letter in there somewhere?
Are you going to go like as deep as like Rogue and all that?
I didn't hear you.
Or Ronin? Are we going to go as deep as like the Ronin?
Oh yeah, for sure. We're getting into all of it. We're gonna go over the movies. We're jumping on the bandwagon because the new movie coming out real quick. But because we're all fans of the old school movies and shit, and the new one looks shitty. But yeah, we're gonna get all up into comics and everything. The last one. Oh, dude, we're gonna talk about Ralph. We're gonna talk about Ralph getting his shell smashed. We're gonna talk about it all. And then Donnie got his shell smashed too, didn't he? Sorry to ruin it for everybody, but I think Donnie got his shell smashed also. Dun dun dun. Anyways, that we're gonna be going over in the details tomorrow. So hey, if you wanna join us, Danny, tomorrow night, Danny, feel free to. But you know you're always welcome. Cause you know it's always good to have too much nerd talk. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I know. I was telling you something this entire time, and you're just talking. I was like, all right. But I'm super baked, man. Right. And, like, I think that...
All right. Rewind. Did you do
the
what were you going to say?
I'm, like, super baked, and I'm ready to, like, eat some Funyuns.
All right, you heard it here first. He's going to go eat some Funyuns. I'm going to go get super baked and eat something, too. Everybody tune in for all the other shows that we got going on. Hit us up on our social media accounts. Everybody knows how to hit us up. That's about it. Remember, always roast the world.
Friday?
Why? Because the world needs...
It's Shut the Fuck Up Wednesdays.
Shut the Fuck Up Wednesdays. Okay.
Yeah, if you get talked about the cops, you just shut the fuck up.
I dig it. All right. Yeah, we learn something new on this show every day. All right, yeah. Okay, all right, we'll end it now. With that being said, remember, always roast the world. Why? This is your part.
Because the world needs roasting, man.
Because the world needs roasting.
Because the world needs roasting.
See, I couldn't have said it.
That's what I said.
Myself.
Is my microphone not working here?
All right, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. We're about to get high and... None of our microphones are going to work in a minute.
I can't get much higher than this, bro. Like, that's the thing. I can't do this anymore.
Oh,
I'm at my point, dog. Oh. If I do any more, I'm
smoke
not going to be able to fucking...
Smoke another one. Puff, puff. Because it's off the 420.
You're trying to set me up here.